John's gospel seems like it's a bit of an odd passage for the third Sunday in Lent. It is a fitting passage, however, because it describes the temple during a time of preparation. Just as the season of Lent helps us Christians prepare for Easter, Jews would travel to Jerusalem early in order to purify themselves for Passover. The scene at the temple may have looked something like this. Merchants are bustling among their animals, pilgrims are perusing the stalls, bartering with the tradespeople, and seeking priests to complete sacrificial rituals. There are money changers exchanging denarii into half shekels so pilgrims could pay the temple tax, and animals are being offered in sacrifices for ritual purity from daily life so Jews could participate fully in the Passover. The temple is their holy place, and they gather there to remember God's deliverance and to seek honor for God through rituals and repentance. Yet, rather than praising those who are gathered, Jesus goes into a rage. Creating his own whip, Jesus chases out the animals, sending the merchants after them. He pours out the coins and turns over the tables, causing the once seated money changers to scatter. He commands the dove sellers, "Take these things out of here. Stop making my father's house an emporium." Jesus effectively turns the temple court into a tumult of frightened animals and shouting merchants, while pilgrims and priests stand aghast. Jesus has effectively and completely disrupted the entire scene. Why on earth would Jesus stop purification? And why in such a dramatic way? Rather than a scene of spiritual preparation, Jesus instead sees a place focused on monetary exchange. Like Old Testament prophets, Jesus challenges the temple economy, questioning whether it is focused more on wealth than on prayer. Moreover, the surprise in this evening's gospel is that Jesus says that the transcendent God is present in his body. The gospel makes this claim that a human body, unique, but also a lot like your body or mine, is the holy place of God. Jesus was not just wearing a human body like a set of clothes. He was a human body, as inseparable from his body as we are from ours. Friends, as we walk the path to Jerusalem during our Lenten journeys, we join the crowds of pilgrims from millennia, worshiping in spirit and truth wherever we may be. May we see God's glory by remembering God's love made manifest in Jesus, even when he interrupts our usual plans. Amen.